at World Pork Expo in Des Moines. We're going to visit with Dallas Hochman, who is Vice President of Industry Relations with the National Pork Producers Council. Well, Dallas, we were talking here about the sow housing, swine housing issue, and of course it's been a big issue here in past years at World Pork Expo. Seems a little quieter this year. We don't hear quite as much talk about it, and I kind of get the impression we're kind of in a wait-and-see period here.
Well, yeah, there's obviously, as it's been covered in a lot of the news, there's been a number of announcements that's been made by food service and retail companies over the past year. I think we're at a point of gaining comprehension. At the end of the day, what all this really means is where is the supply chain at in its ability to meet any of these needs? And the stark reality is we still have a very small percentage of our industry that's capable of delivering product of that nature. We're not seeing, if hardly, very little segregation occur at our packing plants because it is a significant cost. And the realization, I think, by some of the major players that's made this announcement is they've realized they're going to have to move to some type of two-tiered pricing system. And so we're beginning to have discussions with some of those major players about their willingness to pay more for the product. Again, it's an area of comprehension that gets to it. We've spent the last few months, I think we've met with over 30 of major retailers and food service organizations, just talking to them about, the bigger question or the bigger issue here of we know what you're against, what are you for, the realization of what science is saying on this subject matter. And so it's provided a very good opportunity to engage with our customers about this subject matter. We've been very active, in trying to work with those states where ballot initiatives, were being pushed forward. And many of those ballot initiatives have failed in recent months as a result of that. So it's still ongoing. The stark reality of all of this is while much of the news coverage and discussion was about announcements, the real question at hand is, all right, some of those announcements have been made, which is a high percentage of them, are not prescriptive in nature. They just say that they're going to work with their suppliers to develop a plan and moving forward in this. And some of that is taking place, but, We see record high meat prices that's going on. The challenge of most of these food service and retail operations are still how do they keep their product in a cost competitive mode and at a time frame when consumers are really challenged on, having money to spend on that. We see record high beef prices and, pork's popularity is growing. We're seeing more featuring activity across the board. They have a full realization now that some of these changes, such as sow housing, is going to result in additional cost. And we do see some of our producers making some transitions. While it's a small number that's in new construction, they're taking that into consideration. But we've really not seen what I would consider to be a significant shift in our production models of moving in that direction.
Yeah, I know some of the producers I've talked to, like I said, are kind of in a wait-and-see pattern. Their packer isn't demanding those changes yet at this point, and it's like it hasn't really filtered down yet to where they feel like they've got to start to make some serious decisions.
Yeah, again, setting aside the animal welfare debate, these types of production changes come at significant cost. And so at a time frame when our producers are challenged in the profitability side of the equation with high input costs and that, they're very reluctant. And again, if you have a facility that's in very good condition and has, most of these facilities have a 20-year life on them. And so we've not seen a significant amount of what I would call retrofitting. Yes, some of the new construction, it may be moving in that direction. But much of that, again, in our complex pork supply chain model, you know, that these operations that may have made some, we have not seen that segregation occur in the finishing, and nor at the packing facility. And so that's yet to come before you see any economic. I mean, once you see some economic signals being sent out, you might see some, you know, differences. But we've still got lots of questions, you know, for our producers are coming to us and said, in the event that, you know, we would elect a change, what should we go to? Because our industry have a long history of changing production practices, but it's usually done when one entity or segment of the business has proven that this works and yields better productivity or whatever, or lower costs. And, you know, right now we're still in that discovery mode of, even if a producer wanted to switch, what should they go to? You know, there's over 100 different variations of sow housing. And at the end of the day, I mean, this whole debate is still not, you know, really solidified in the fact that it creates a better animal welfare environment for the animal. And so this is mainly due, as we know, to pressure that's being applied by outside groups on our retailers and that. And so, you know, there's a lot of research going on in that, and better defining, you know, the measurables of truly what does animal welfare mean. And our position all along has been about choice. You know, this, if the marketplace is willing or wants to have a differentiation, great. Not unlike lots of other, whether it be breed specific or antibiotic free or whatever it is, that's all in relationship to supply and demand. If they're willing to pay for it, we have producers who stand ready and willing to work for that. But right now we have a real challenge, you know, on our hands here of just figuring out where we are. And I think it's a pause because of, you know, now that we've gone through a number of these announcements and we've had the opportunity to have a dialogue and visit with our customers who've made those, they come to the realization that either A, they were misled, or B, they made the announcement without a thorough evaluation of where the industry is at. And the stark reality is product is just not available.